Hey, you sick, twisted freaks. It's Rolly. Happy Wednesday, kids. How you doing? Welcome to the show. You know, this week, I have something I want you to marinate on for just a second. Like I've said a few times on this podcast, take this, friends. Weigh it. Every time you take a picture, you've got the opportunity to share with people how you see things in a way that nobody else can. But in order to do this, you need to start seeing things the way a photographer does. You need to train your eye to see things, to shoot. Now, the advent of digital cameras and smartphones, absolutely wonderful. It allows everybody to be able to take thousands of pictures of everything and anything, and it's great, but there is one thing that it took away. The scarcity mindset. The kind of mindset that you cultivate when you know you've only got 12 or 24 exposures on a roll of film, and you've got to be pretty sure that the shot you take is a good one. And the way to be really sure that you're taking that good shot is by developing a photographer's eye for things. Something I've been working on. I'm not a pro. I'm getting there, but I'm not a pro. I'm a extreme hobbyist. Maybe that's the way to. But here's something that I did back in the day, and I've gotten back into the practice of it. You remember that old Pentax I talked about on the last episode that was lent to me so I could take that photography class? One of the things that I used to do with that Pentax back in the day was I wouldn't actually put film in it. Most of the time I carried that around with me, I didn't have film in the camera. I put film in the camera when I needed to do something for assignment for that photography class. But most of the time I would just raise the Pentax up to my eye. I would frame a shot. I'd work out the composition. I just went through the motions of framing, composition. And as time went on, I ended up not taking the camera with me. I would just look around and try to compose the shot in my head. At no time did I ever raise my fingers up in a square or a rectangle because I think that looks stupid. But I would try to visualize what the frame of the camera would look like to me and try to compose shots. And the only way that I was able to do that in my head was from taking the Pentax with me and doing it that way for such a long time. Well, having gotten out of the habit for such a long time, today I don't take a camera with me to practice like that, but I do make use of the Moment app on my iPhone to compose shots that I think I like. And sometimes I take the picture, sometimes I don't. Because, see, the training of the eye is the thing. And the great thing about this practice is that you don't have to go anywhere special to do this. All you've got to do is look around. Find the shots that look interesting to you in whatever environment that you find yourself in. Use a camera app to frame the shots, but again, you don't necessarily have to take the picture. Just work on developing your eye. Look for depth in a shot. Is there something in the foreground? Is there something in the background? Is there action taking place that you can capture? What about interesting light and shadow? Are there people in the shot doing something? Does the scene tell a story that would be lost if you didn't capture it? And by the way, if that instinct doesn't scream at you to grab the camera and get the shot on that last one, we need to have a talk about that, but we'll do that another day. For now, though, take some time to be aware of your space and find the shots. Train your eye. Learn how to share how you see things the way nobody else can. Now, if you find this useful, I'd appreciate it if you'd share this with somebody that you think could use it. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. And if you have the time, I'd really appreciate a review of the podcast. Also, if you find this episode or any of this podcast or anything I do to be useful to you, of value, how about buying me a coffee? You can go to buymeacoffee.com/Chris Rolly and, well, buy me a coffee. The website HQ for all of this madness is chrisrolley.com. That's K-R-I-S-R-O-L-E-Y. One name, if you please. And you can go there to see the latest and connect with me on all of the social medias. Stay solid, people. See you next time. Bye-bye now.